What do you think the message is from this case?
I'm always interested. You know, so many of the transplanters are so concerned about patients who have been treated with fludarabine or who have multiple treatments, and then you think about transplanting them. Here's a young girl who really only had CVP, and we couldn't mobilize her. So, you know, I think a lot has to do with the individual patient as to whether or not you can really mobilize them and they can go on to transplant. I have had many patients that I could mobilize after getting fludarabine combinations. I also have been able to mobilize patients after having radioimmunotherapy. So I don't think we can blanketly say, oh, you know, you can't give patients fludarabine up front, or you can't give them early radioimmunotherapy if you're thinking about transplanting them. Now, the take-home message on that is that if you're going to think about transplant in follicular lymphoma, and I think that you should consider it in special groups of patients, young people who certainly did not have a long remission after their first chemo regimen. If you're going to do that, I think that you should do it earlier. You do it at first relapse. You don't think about a transplant 3 or 4 treatments down the road. So the take-home message is a young person, not a long first remission from their initial therapy, think about stem cell transplant, try to go ahead, mobilize them and transplant them. Now, fortunately or unfortunately, we couldn't mobilize her and she went into a complete remission from her RICE, her salvage therapy, and she stayed in remission.